Pamela Wilson, the Care Navigator. You're with me on The Caring Generation, the only program of its kind caring to make your life easier by tackling uncomfortable and intimidating discussions about aging, caregiving, and everything in between. Caregiving is a two-way street. We're here to help you begin the conversation. Visit thecaringgeneration.com to listen to all of our past programs and call me at The Care Navigator for information, options, and advice for you or a loved one. 303-205-7877, 303-205-7877. Patrick Caffrey served as combat engineer in the Marine Corps, where he reached the rank of captain before ending active service. After having sustained a traumatic brain injury in Afghanistan, he found a treatment which healed his brain, but is not available through military health care. He formed a charity called Brain Scans for Warriors to make this treatment available to all veterans with traumatic brain injuries. Patrick, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for your service to our country, Patrick.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Could you share information about your service in Afghanistan and your injury?
Sure. So what our job was essentially, there's the enemy places bombs in the road, they call IEDs, and our job, my unit, was to find those bombs and destroy them so that someone could follow us and get wherever they're going. So in that, you either find the bomb or it finds you, and when it finds you, it explodes under your vehicle. So just a few short years ago, it would have totally destroyed the vehicle, but the armor today is so great that you can literally walk away. So a few bombs exploded under my vehicle, but I was able to literally just walk away.
Yeah, but your life changed, though, because of that, right? You didn't really just walk away.
So physically, your body is intact, but you're walking away with a brain injury because the blast wave from the explosion goes through the armor. And in my case, bottles of water under my seat literally exploded and splattered everywhere just from the pressure. So you can imagine what that pressure does to your brain.
And so how common are those for people that do the type of work that you did? Is it extremely common for almost everybody to have a traumatic brain injury?
Yes. So first, personally, within, the several hundred Marines I know, a conservative estimate would be half of them have been affected by this. And the Pentagon estimated in 2009 that it is between 300 and 600,000 service members from Iraq and Afghanistan who are affected.
Oh my gosh, that's significant. You discovered something called SPECT. Can you describe what it is and how it helped you?
Yes. So SPECT imaging is essentially an objective look at the brain, more specifically the blood flow in the brain. So by taking a brain image and seeing the blood flow, you can see, in the case of brain trauma, for example, a lack of blood flow in a certain area where you have an injury. So essentially, by taking a look at the actual brain and brain activity, you can target trouble areas with treatment.
And talk about the kinds of treatment that you received.
So what I received was at the Amen Clinics, which is run by a Dr. Daniel Amen, and the treatment that he does is in part through supplementation. So there's dietary supplements, which are essentially cognitive enhancements, and the central theme amongst them all is they boost blood flow in your brain. So by boosting blood flow, you can increase the rate of healing. In some cases, you create healing that wouldn't happen otherwise, and literally you boost cognitive function.
And so how long from the time that you did the SPECT imaging to taking these supplements, how long did it take for you to notice a change?
Practically immediately, within the first dosage that I took, I could literally feel a difference. And so it's not like a nutritional supplement, like, say, a vitamin where, the claims are often that you take it several weeks or months to see an effect. One dose literally boosts blood flow in your brain. So over several months, I noticed changes, and long term, it was about a year. The first several months had some rapid development, but then, more slowly, the lingering headaches and other, symptoms finally went away.
So what led you to found Brain Scans for Warriors?
Well, before I ever got the treatment, which I found out about by reading Dr. Amon's book, I said to my dad, if this works for me, then everybody needs to have it. And so for me, the path was clear, if it in fact worked. So, the symptoms that I had were so trouble. I mean, 2009 was the worst year of my life because of the suffering, through these symptoms. And this treatment literally changed my life. So really, it was simple for, it was easy, for me to make the decision to do this.
And so where do you stand with the organization in making this a treatment available to veterans worldwide?
So the plan is to conduct a study of veterans with these injuries, give them the treatment, and evaluate the before and after results. And then use the study to essentially validate the treatment and have it assimilated into military medicine. So we have just recently treated our first patient, a former Marine lieutenant, and it really validated the use of the scan because 2/3 of those with these traumatic brain injuries also have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm.
Now, post-traumatic stress shows a brain activity pattern on the scan, and this lieutenant that we scanned, who was blown up 4 times last year, I even assumed, he had more issues with brain trauma than PTSD, but in fact, it was the opposite. So instead of focusing on his brain trauma, we're going to focus on his PTSD.
Mm.
So that really validates, why you need to look at the brain and the brain activity.
Can you share your website and talk about if people can make donations and how that works?
Sure. The website is brainscansforwarriors.org, and all we ask is for $7. Why seven? Well, my old unit of Marines is in Afghanistan as we speak, doing that same job of finding these bombs in the road. They'll be there for 7 months, so all we ask is for the 7 months they're there, could you please give $7? So right on the website, you'll see it there. A donate tab, and it's through PayPal you can donate.
Great. Patrick, I thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thank you for having me, and it's clear that behind what you do, there's a passion, for helping people, so I commend you for that.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Listeners, I want to give you that website again. It's brainscansforwarriors.org. It's Patrick Caffrey, who's come up with a program to help our veterans who have traumatic brain injuries. Again, the website is brainscansforwarriors.org. And again, if you want to donate, there is a place on that website where you can donate through PayPal. He's asking for a donation of $7. Most of us can do that, I think. Go to brainscansforwarriors.org. I'm Pamela Wilson. You're with me on Talk Radio 630 KHOW. This is The Caring Generation, navigating life's transitions with dignity, clarity, and stability. Whether you're a caregiver or a person needing care facing an unexpected situation, or if you're interested in education to help you live a healthier and more informed life, you're in the right place with The Care Navigator and The Caring Generation. Up next, Tales of The Caring Generation.